Hello and welcome to Music with Jake. Today I'll be talking with Jake about his music and all the beats he makes with EDM softwares and stuff. Hello, would you like to introduce yourself? Hello, Jake, would you like to introduce yourself to the podcast?
Yes, Preston. My name is Jacob Woofter, and I am a music tech major at the University of Central Missouri. I'm here to answer any questions and to follow up with any sort of good advice or any sort of good feedback to this program.
All right. How did you start getting into making music yourself?
So it started 4 years ago when I noticed that there was a guy that was working. I forget what artist it was. It may have been Nicky Romero, but he worked on a DAW because it stands for Digital Audio Workstation. And I picked up on it and started to realize that, yeah, that's the same technology that beat producers and all these other guys use. Mm-hmm. And I've always had a knack for making weird or like some interesting and outlandish sounds with synthesizers and stuff like that. So I've always been into that sort of field.
Who is your favorite EDM artist out of all of them?
That is a very hard choice because I have multiple.
Top three? My
top three, probably Chami, T-C-H-A-M-I for those who need a spelling. I like D-L-M-T, all capitals. And maybe Kirby, C-U-R-B-I.
When did you start listening to EDM music? What year was it, or you remember what age you were?
I remember that back in 2014 when I started to listen to electronic music. I've actually always listened to electronic music. I just didn't realize it was electronic music until I later found out.
Yeah.
And I listened to stuff like Moby, Aphex Twin, I also listened to Breakbot, all these sort of different artists that really influenced me to create cool sounds and kind of like a dark atmosphere in my tracks.
That's cool. I know you make your own music. Do you post them anywhere on any softwares or any online somewhere?
So yes, Ableton Live is a paid for DAW, and it does come with $600, but I worked my butt off for it.
That's cool.
And the thing is that Ableton is just so good for both live and production standards, which is why it's called Ableton Live partially. And it has a ton of cool tricks, tips, and like stuff to learn there. And I have always stuck with it, and it's been a really big hobby of mine to pursue this.
Even though it costs a lot of money to get, would you recommend it to people that could pay for it?
So, I'd say yes. I would definitely recommend a sort of like a school-wide effort to make sure that everyone has access to this sort of software, because ultimately creativity is kind of limited on the both intro and standard versions of Ableton, whereas the suite version has literally everything.
Yeah.
And
it's a good way to, because people say, music brings people together and makes them talk about things that they might not think that they have in common.
Yes, that is a very common theme in music, and what I've always remembered is that when I hear a song that I know at like a concert or a venue or a music venue, I'm like, oh yeah, that's my favorite song. Like, and I start to reminisce about the days that I first listened to that song. And I always, when I click with other people about my music, it's rare, but when I do, it's just a magical opportunity that allows me to share my thoughts and feelings with one another seamlessly.
Yes, but I haven't really written music before, but over the summer I started doing it. You know, that's usually right how I feel when I feel that day. So I know how you feel about that, how it makes people better. you feel happy after people listen to your song because they can figure out, because they can tell how you feel afterwards.
Yes, so how I feel a lot in times is I feel a dark presence in my tracks. Mm-hmm. I use very a lot amount of what's called reverb, mm-hmm. which reverb is decay is the time it takes for the reverb to dissipate. All meaning right. that it so and for meaning if you had a one shot that went like
fades out.
Yeah, it phases out. That's why it's called reverb, is because it's bouncing off one surface and going down a hallway. Imagine it going down a hallway. That's what reverb mm-hmm. is. It's a continuous stream of sound until it dissipates.
Kind of like an echo, and it fades off eventually.
So the echo part of it is called delay. Mm-hmm. Delay is a concept where there's multiple bounces off of surfaces mm-hmm. that allow the viewer or the listener to hear different sort of cool effects during a song. Like for instance, if you said go 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 go, and it start and that's what delay is. Mm-hmm. Reverb is go. So. That is the main basis of reverb and delay.
All right. Also, I was gonna ask you a question, but before we get to that, would you what concert would you like to go to after next concert you're gonna go to for EDM artists?
See, I've always wanted to see a Chami concert. I've always looked at the videos, and they've always been so magical to me, and I always look forward to seeing one of my favorite artists at like a venue that like just pops up. Mm-hmm. And when I do, I'm elated, and I work my ass off to see it. So
I listened to what's the name, Alan Walker. Is he EDM?
Yes, Alan Walker is EDM. He is actually artist. Yeah, Alan Walker is a very pronounced UK house and like progressive house and EDM influencer. Mm-hmm. And he started out with making synth pop, which is mainly what he released stuff on, like NCS Records yeah. and stuff like that. And what Chami is usually based off of is the Confession label, which I've always thought of joining that label. So
that's cool. The reason why I like listening to Alan Walker is because all his songs don't sound the same. They're always different. The variety of different types of genres of music, like different types of like how he writes stuff, his stories yes. through his songs are always different and not always similar.
Yes. So one of my favorite songs featuring him in Aura, which is AU/RA, mm-hmm. It's called Ghost, and it's a pretty cool song about how sometimes you can, sometimes in life that you feel like you just pass through people, like you don't resonate with some people, and usually mm-hmm. when that happens, you feel like you're a ghost, and that's
cool.
That's one of the sadder versions of Alan Walker's songs I like, but one of the better Alan Walker songs I like is called Tired. That is pretty much my favorite of all time. So
my. One of my favorite songs from Alan Walker is probably Alone. Album is good. I'm not sure what the album's called, but the album from that song is really good.
Yes, I agree. So,
would you like to show now? Would you like to show me some of the beats that you like the most? The beats you like the most from the software you use from Ableton?
Yes, I would love to. So, I do not have the ability to. I do not have the ability to play them out loud yeah. very well. So how about this?
I can put the microphone, the mic closer.
Yeah, for funny. Sure. Here, yeah, I'm going to...
Oh, I need to... Oh, don't stop it. I'm
weight. My gunshots will make you levitate up.
Alright, so that was one of Jake's songs. What was it called? Do you have a name for it?
Levitate.
Alright, well, I think that's all I got for today. Thank you for letting me interview you, Jake. Do you have anything else to say before we go?
Nothing else, just follow me on SoundCloud, Subwoofter. It's SUBWOOF as in Frank TER for more songs, and I will be posting soon.
Alright, see ya. I can also post that in the comments as well. See ya.
See ya.
Bye.